Welcome to Changeable. This is episode number 293. I'm obsessed with awakening and I need to get a job. A question from a listener.
You're tuned in to Changeable with Dr. Amy Johnson. Changeable podcast is all about breaking habits, ending anxiety, and the ironic way change really works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey there, welcome back to Changeable. So today I have a question from a listener that I want to go through. I think there's so much good stuff in this one. I probably say that every time, but only because I think it's true. But there's a lot in this question. And just a lot of great stuff to look at. So I'm going to read the whole question all the way through. So you can kind of hear how it flows as she wrote it. And then I'll go back and kind of speak to different parts. So it says, "Dear Amy, firstly, I want to tell you how much I love your podcast, teachings, and everything you're being in the world. You, amongst all the others sharing this paradigm, have opened up my mind in so many ways." Awesome. "I've been stripping away everything I thought life was for nearly 2 years now, getting curious as to who I was, why, and how I had created myself to be. I've been trying to get myself back to zero, if that makes sense. I've had this yearning and knowing there was more to life since I was a teen, but I just carried on with life. However, big life changes in the last 5 years have made me want to grasp it with both hands and attain this feeling I'm always trying to feel: peace, certainty, wholeness, enough. And all of this has ramped up incredibly since November. I can't read, listen, or write enough. It's all just so amazing and incredible if we think about it. I've almost become a bit obsessed with acquiring as much knowledge as possible without sometimes realizing. Am I trying to intellectualize this too much? I understand that when you gain clarity on what you're yearning for, you realize in the search that you had it all along. I have experienced this. I do experience this. But it comes for very short periods of time. And then I feel right back into my thought storm of feeling so yuck, lacking any type of self-worth, and wondering what the point of it all is. My consistency with anything in life is shocking. I'm known for not being able to follow through on things, and I hate that. I'm in this cycle of understanding and knowing I am enough, taking some action, yay, I did it, inaction, and then feeling awful again for not taking action when I should have. Because without commitment and consistency, not a lot is going to happen. Action, in my case, means deciding on a job, working, and earning money. I understand what I'm searching for is a feeling. It doesn't matter where I am or what my circumstances are. If I strip it all away, I'm left with me. So I've been working on myself, reading, practicing, being curious, failing but trying again, having frequent coaching calls, forgiving myself, and knowing I'm doing the best I can in the moment with what I'm perceiving to be my reality. I'm accepting myself for who I am completely and utterly and seeing the beauty of being a human and the magic of being able to experience these things, trying so hard to make myself see how I am enough and beautiful and worth it and I deserve it. The problem is I'm flat broke and can't afford to be forgiving and compassionate to myself any longer. I need to get into action. Otherwise, I'm going to be facing some serious consequences." And because of this, the pressure cooker I'm in, I can't seem to shake this awful feeling of it's too late for me. I have so much I have to do. Where do I even start? So for what feels like all my days, I'm bogged down with how awful the situation is and how little money I have, and forget about my talent, successes, supporters, and everything I do have. I thought that if I did have done and be and embrace all of this energy, my path will just become naturally clear to me, that I wouldn't have these feelings so strongly and I shouldn't be able to ignore them. I should be able to ignore them because I know what they really are. The answers I'm searching for will just be known and seen because I will be at a different level of consciousness to be aware of what is meant for me. But I'm feeling so lost and angry and frustrated and like a total failure. I just can't seem to take consistent action, and the pressure of it all, making sure I can pay rent and buy food, being who I want to be, being a partner, dealing with life admin and everything in between, I just don't know what to do anymore. Must I just carry on hoping one day I will wake up and be enlightened? Or is this it? This is my reality, having moments of clarity and the rest is a seemingly endless struggle." Okay. Quite a question, huh? I love it. There's so much in there. Forgive my voice, everyone who's needing to listen to this right now. I've been sick for like a month and I'm really over it, but I guess life doesn't care. It's just doing what it's doing and I have to keep recording, but it's tough. So I apologize for my voice. Okay. So I love, there's so much in this, so much. Okay. So I'm going to go back. That was the full question. I'm going to go kind of back to the beginning. So she says that she's been trying to get back to zero, which I love. So kind of just stripping away, she says, stripping away everything I thought life was about for nearly 2 years, getting curious as to who I am, why and how I had created myself to be, trying to get back to zero. However, big life changes in the last 5 years have made me want to grasp it with both hands and attain this feeling I'm always trying to feel. And she says, peace, certainty, wholeness, enough. So let's pause there for a minute. I want you to see if you can just see the folly in that. Now, on the one hand, this is so relatable. You're doing this seeking, you're curious about who you are, you're really looking in new directions. You're on to the fact that all of the suffering and struggle is being created by thought and identity. And I would say it is 100% of it. So when we get onto that fact, it's like on the flip side of that, the mind creates an opposite because that's what minds do. They everything has a A side and a B side, right? So if the A side right now is struggling and feeling like a small separate person and maybe not feeling like enough, it just makes sense that the mind is going to come in and create what the flip side is going to look like. And it is a lot of these words, peace, certainty, wholeness, feeling like enough. And it's not to say that there's not something in that, in the sense that, of course, when we're suffering and struggling and we're curious about life and we're looking toward what's really going on, we're not doing it because we want to suffer more. Like we're doing that. I mean, we're not even doing it, but it's happening from this bigger knowing, I think, that this is not what we're here for. We're not here to feel like these separate little helpless beings and just struggle all the time. No way. So there's something in that, you know, that yes, for sure, peace it seems to be the way of things before and beyond identity and thoughts identified with and all of that. Certainty, wholeness, enough, like all of those have some real ring of truth to them. But that's not necessarily the same as your mind taking these and painting pictures of them and saying, this is what you're supposed to be feeling. And then that leads you, as you say, to want to grasp it with both hands and attain these feelings like right now. So even in that urgency and that grasping and that, like, this is what I want. I want peace and I want to know that I'm enough. You know, you can really feel how that is thought. That's the mind painting a picture of how you wish you were or how you're supposed to be. Again, very normal, very human, but how can we not suffer? Like that's just the flip side of what's already happening. Either the mind creates a picture that says you're not enough, you're a horrible person and you suck, or it paints a picture that says, oh, really, you are enough, you just don't realize it yet. Either way, we're in the exact same boat. Either way, we're just believing some painful picture. And case in point, like this doesn't feel good. This feels worse. Or who knows if it's worse, but it doesn't feel good, right? Because there's this real sense of there is somewhere else I should be, something else I should be feeling, and it's not what I'm feeling right now. Therefore, I'm wrong. I need to keep seeking. Something's missing, all of that stuff. So what I would suggest to you is first seeing how that happens, seeing how the mind creates that flip side that A side and B side of what's going on, see that it is thought, and just go back to being really dumb and really right here. When I say being dumb, I mean, how the heck do you know that peace, whatever the heck peace is a concept that your mind has created, and it will create it differently in each and every moment. Wholeness, enough, like these are just ideas. See that all of that is still just a creation of the mind. And instead of hanging on that and trying to do whatever we could do to make that those come about, we want to just see, I don't know. But, and I love how you say it earlier in the question, that when you say you're trying to get back to zero. So notice how what you're saying here, when you're wanting to grasp peace and certainty and wholeness and enoughness, that's not zero. That's one. That's something, right? So perfect. So just see that. This is not, we're not chasing some idealized image that is a thought. You're continuing to be super curious from this I don't know place of I don't know what, but I'm going to keep seeing how my mind keeps playing these tricks on me, how thought keeps creating a me and now a me who's seeking. And every minute that I'm seeking from this graspy, kind of needy, not enough place, that is thought. That is identity. That is it. That's the you right there all the time. So we don't want to be in service of those imaginary pictures it's creating. Instead, you want to see that those are imaginary pictures. And what I think is super helpful here is kind of the like a 180 departure from that, which is like being fully immersed in this. Not some idea of peace, but if what you're feeling feels like the opposite of peace, feel that. If it feels like you're not enough, if it feels like seeking and something's missing, awesome. Feel that. That is what is real when it's real and here in this moment. And I don't mean your ideas of it. It's not true that you're not enough, of course. But that's the feeling that's here. Like, what else are we going to do? We're continually, and not even realizing it, pushing away what's actually here. These are all the portals. Life right now is the portal. There's no other better secret portal somewhere else. This is it. So it's so simple in that way. Like all we do is feel straight into with absolute curiosity what is here right now. So if you're mad at me for what I'm saying, or this sounds like disappointing or something, awesome. Feel that disappointment. Feel how much I'm getting on your nerves right now. Feel the hopelessness that comes with this, maybe. Feel like the cluelessness, like what? How do I really feel into this? Like there's no idea, like just whatever is showing up is what there is that's actually here and real and begging for you to feel it. Otherwise, we're just in this idea of some other place we should be, and it's just pure imagination. This is how we really start to see beyond the curtain is we meet life as it is, and we just keep going straight into it, full immersion. Okay, so she says, all of this seeking, she's referring to the seeking, has ramped up incredibly since November. I can't read, listen, or write enough. It's all just so amazing, incredible if we think about it. I've almost become a bit obsessed with acquiring as much knowledge as possible without sometimes realizing it. Am I trying to intellectualize this too much? Yes, for sure. Because any amount of intellectualizing it is too much. I mean, there's no judgment on that. But this, what you're looking for, has nothing to do with intellectual knowledge. Nothing. And I know you know that, but we don't know it often. It has nothing to do with knowledge. The knowledge that you're taking in when you're listening to things and reading, the knowledge there doesn't matter. Now you might feel or sense something in what you're taking in that serves as kind of a pointer for you that potentially opens up something for you. But here's the funny part. This is just a way of speaking, but what it's going to kind of open up is a letting go. It's not more. It's not acquiring and gaining and getting, and it's definitely not about the knowledge. There's no bit of knowledge that matters at all. Knowledge is out there simply to serve as a pointer to to our own letting go, you know, our own kind of almost like the opposite of knowledge. So again, I'll go back to, because I love this phrase that you used. When you say getting back to zero, just notice how what's happening in this big surge is kind of the opposite of zero. And that doesn't mean don't do it. I'm not at all saying that or that it isn't helpful, honestly, but just see why it's helpful. See that this little obsession that can kind of take over, I think that's just part of it sometimes. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but, and it just wouldn't matter anyway, because it's just what seems to happen. But again, it's just helpful for you if you can see the obsession isn't about you have to get more. The obsession is like something's calling you to keep looking. And if you can know, okay, ultimately, if I'm getting back to zero, it's a letting go process. I just think that can make it so much easier. And, you know, you're not doing this obsession. Sometimes it happens. And sometimes I think it just has to kind of exhaust itself. Okay, so she says, I understand that when you start to gain clarity on what you're yearning for, you realize in the search that you've had it all along. I experience this, but it comes for very short periods of time. And then I feel right back into my thought storm of feeling so yuck, lacking any type of self-worth, and wondering what the point of it all is. Okay, so great. Great. You're kind of putting that out like that's a problem. Like, oh, I have these moments where I realize that I have it all, have had it all along. It's here right now. Those are nice. They're experiences. They're moments. They might be glimpses. I don't know. That's nice. But then the way you say it, if I'm reading it correctly, but that's short. And then I go, and then I'm right back in the thought storm. And you even say, as you write it, I feel, when that's bolded in your email, I feel right back in the thought storm of feeling so yuck, lacking self-worth, and wondering what the point of it all is. Well, that's perfect. That's what you do when the kind of clarity or glimpse is there. Feel right into that. What else are we going to do? That's what's real. That's what's here. That's the portal in the moment. And then when a thought storm starts up about how you have no self-worth and you don't know what the point is, okay, then that's what's real. Real, you know, that's what's an experience. That's what's here in this moment. So feel right into that. And this kind of brings up an important distinction. When I say it's what's real, it doesn't mean that the content is what's real. Just because you're feeling low self-worth doesn't mean you have no self-worth. You're wanting to feel into the experience of this. And you've seen enough that you know this is a thought-created experience. So you're kind of outside of the content, best we can ever be. We're outside of the content and we're feeling like, oh, this is the feeling of I'm worthless and what's the point? I mean, who hasn't felt that? Who hasn't felt it this week, probably? Like, it's just a thing a mind creates. It doesn't mean anything. But this is the work you're doing. Feel into that. Feel it. Inhabit it. Let it totally become you. Like, oh, this is what it feels like to feel worthless, and what's the point? Fully be in that experience. It doesn't mean anything, and it definitely is not a problem. It's not like a but. Okay. She says, my consistency with anything in life is shocking. I'm known for not following through on things, and I hate that. I'm in this cycle of understanding and knowing I am enough, taking some action. Yay, I did it. Then there's inaction. Then there's feeling awful for not taking action, because without commitment and consistency, not a lot is going to happen. So I'm curious in this bit, how the bigger understanding and the knowing I'm enough is getting kind of mixed in with taking action. And if you were here, I would just ask you to say more about that. I'm really curious, because I don't, like, to me, it's all just thoughts and feelings, but it kind of sounds like there's something in here where it feels like, maybe I'm being influenced by some stuff that you say later in the question, but I have to know that if I know I'm enough, then I'm going to take action. Like, these are connected in some way. And if it feels like that, I would just have you get curious about that. I'm enough, I'm not enough. Those are thoughts. Those are thoughts and feelings that humans experience. They don't consider that they don't have anything to do with taking action. And I know that sounds really counterintuitive because we're so used to thinking, when I feel great and confident, I do things that, you know, thoughts lead to feelings, lead to behaviors, lead to results, whatever. We're so conditioned to see it that way. And there may be something to that sometimes, but it also probably is not this perfect linear path because it's life. I just don't think it really works that way. I know for sure that people do things all the time, even when they feel worthless. You can feel horrible about yourself and still do stuff. Totally possible. So I just want you, if that's a thing in your mind, be curious about that and let this all fall apart a little bit. It's not this big ball of yarn where you have to get to some state of peace or enoughness and then everything's going to fall in place. That's I don't think it works that way at all. I don't know. Maybe it does, but it sure isn't helping you to believe that. So see if you can, there's just doing stuff. We just do stuff or we don't. And then there's just feeling stuff. We just feel certain ways or we don't. And it's all just coming and going. It's not this big, powerful, causal thing the way that it can kind of feel to us. So the cycle you're talking about, taking action, yay, I did it, in action, feeling awful. Again, see that as that's a cycle of thought that you're describing there. There's stuff happening too, for sure. Behavior is taken and then behavior is not being taken. But again, let this all kind of fall apart a little bit because it all feels very tight and meaningful. And let's assume it maybe it isn't. So sometimes action's taken, sometimes it's not. But that's not really what happens. What we kind of experience much more so is that overlay of the narration of this whole thing, and that's really kind of what I hear you describing is this cycle of thought about I'm enough because I took some action, and then oh no, I sure hope I don't drop the ball. Oh crap, I dropped the ball. Oh now I suck. Like that has nothing to do with what you're doing in the world, or just play with that and see what you see around that. Again, you can do all kinds of things regardless of how you feel. Let this all fall apart and be a little bit more separate. What's really hurting you here is this narrative, which is all about you. It's all very meaningful about you and your past and your future. And that's what hurts us 100%. The action, the inaction, they're just what's going on. So she says, action in my case means deciding on a job, working and earning money. I understand that what I'm searching for is a feeling. It doesn't matter where I am or what my circumstances are. If I strip it all away, I'm left with me. Okay. So this is, again, where I really feel like there's this conflating of feeling like enough, or however you want to say that, of this bigger way of knowing that you are okay in anything that happens. But then that gets applied, and not rightfully so, painfully so, over like something very simple and practical like a job search. So to me, and again, I'm just going to put this out as kind of an illustration and you see what you see in it. They just have nothing to do with each other. So you say, I understand what I'm searching for as a feeling. Well, yes, in the big sense, we're all, everything we do in a sense is to approach or avoid feelings, mostly avoid. So again, back to like just feeling straight in, like full immersion, feeling straight into what's arising and what's showing up with curiosity. There's a lot of dodging and a lot of trying to feel a certain way and convince yourself you're enough, or hope that someday you feel like you're enough. And I just want you to see that. Like the gold here is in feeling that you're not enough, but checking that feeling out, not doing all this seeking and scrambling to not have that feeling anymore. That is the portal. These crappy feelings are the way in. So you want to go right into those and feel that. So in that sense, yes, in the really big sense. To me, it looks like as body mind, whatever this body mind thing is, it's about avoiding unpleasant feel, what it deems as unpleasant feelings. It's just conditioned stuff, right? But then you say, and it's true. Let me say this first. So you say it doesn't matter where I am or what my circumstances are. Well, it doesn't matter in that you can be at peace. I want to say in theory, but in practice, in theory, circumstances don't determine our well-being for sure. If you're listening to this podcast, we all know this, right? So we know this just practically speaking. Like you could get a job and you're still going to have a bad mood. You cannot have a job and you're going to still have a good mood. It doesn't work that way. So yes, in that sense, it doesn't matter where you are or what your circumstances are. You say, if I strip it all away, I'm left with me. I don't know what me is, but okay. But this is what I suspect, and you see what resonates with you. See, a mind will take this and say, oh, so I'm searching for a feeling. It doesn't matter. I'm still me, whether I have a job or not. It doesn't matter about my circumstances. But when the mind is arguing that, it's arguing that to keep you in inaction. It's kind of saying like, oh, so what's the point? You don't feel like looking for a job. You don't want the feelings which is really what it is. You don't want the feelings that are going to come up when you go on a job search. So who cares anyway? You aren't your circumstances and you're still left with you in the end anyway. But see how that is just a big rationalization. That's a giant belief. That's not a truth. Like that's the mind just talking and trying to keep you comfortable. It does matter as a human being and living in, apparently living in this world in a really practical way. It totally matters what our circumstances are. If we don't have a job and we don't have money and we don't have a way to support ourselves, that's going to suck. So again, it doesn't mean that you're going to be in a deep depression and you'll never feel happiness, but just in a practical sense, why would you do that? It's just kind of common sense. So again, I point that out because I just want you to see, it really sounds to me, and I've seen this a lot, like your mind's taking that as a way to just check out. But when the mind uses this stuff to check out, that's just more beliefs. It's just more fear. Okay, so she says, I've been working on myself, in quotes, reading, practicing, being curious, feeling and trying again, having coaching calls, forgiving myself and knowing I'm doing the best I can in the moment with what I'm perceiving to be my reality. I'm accepting myself for who I am completely and utterly and seeing the beauty of being a human and the magic of being able to experience these things. Okay. Trying so hard to make myself see how I am enough and beautiful and worth it. So right there, I just want to say, again, and this might just be a picky point, but I just want to keep pointing it out. Just hopefully, we kind of have to see how these things get kind of sneaky at times. There's nothing to try hard to make yourself see. And that's really the feeling that I think is woven throughout this a little bit. Trying so hard to make myself see how I am enough, beautiful, worth it, and I deserve it. I just don't think that's going to work. I'm sorry, but I just don't think it's going to work. It's you're just trying to force nicer thoughts. The freedom you're looking for comes from seeing all of that at play. Not trying to feel like you're enough and beautiful and worth it. Feeling what it actually feels like when you don't feel those things. Going straight into what is actually here rather than jumping into our heads trying to manipulate. Okay, so then she says, the problem is I'm flat broke. I can't afford to be forgiving and compassionate to myself any longer, which I love because that's exactly what her mind would say. It's either or. You're either free, and this is kind of a theme throughout the question as well. You're either working on yourself, you're seeing that you're enough, you're passionate and compassionate and forgiving with yourself, or you need to get your crap together and go get a job. It's not like that at all. Not even a little bit. Don't let your mind convince you that that's the case. It doesn't work like that. That's just a set of beliefs. That's just a thought. There's nothing, absolutely nothing in any of that. Really hear this. Forgiving and compassionate does not mean, again, this ties up to what we talked about earlier. Forgiving and compassionate does not mean that you sit around and don't look for a job. It's really probably the opposite. It means you lean into what needs to happen in life, willing to feel what you're going to feel along the way. From what you're saying, there's no question that when you take some actions toward getting a job, you're going to feel some discomfort. Who cares? That's your task right there. Feel the freaking discomfort. You can feel it. Otherwise, you're going to run around and convince yourself you don't need a job because you're just spiritual or something. And it's just not, it's just not sustainable. It's not going to go well. So you feel the discomfort. You do what makes sense and you feel the discomfort. And that, if anything, is what keeps peeling back the curtain. Not searching in books and listening to videos and all of that, not trying to gain more knowledge, but actually living. It's in the living of this, but full on living in the reality of it as it's showing up. Living in what is here right now, if that means, oh, I have to look for some jobs and I don't want to. Okay, she says, and because of this, the pressure cooker I'm in, I can't seem to shake this awful feeling of it's too late for me. I have so much to do. Where do I even start? So for what feels like all of my days, I'm bogged down with how awful the situation is and how little money I have, and I forget about my talent, supporters, etc. So it's too late for me as a thought. That's it. That's it. It's a thought that is really grabbing your attention and your mind is using it to kind of like not have to go there. Oh, there's just too much. I don't know where to start. It's too late for me. I'm just gonna put this off for another day, which feels horrible, by the way. I mean, it's really hilarious because it's all supposedly in service of avoiding some discomfort, except the discomfort that's created when you keep putting this off is way worse than just doing it. So it's not too late for you. How could it be? What does that even mean? What really look at that. What does that even mean? That is just a scary thought that you're believing. That's it. There's nothing to that. You don't have so much to do. All you do is what you do. If you need to get a resume together, do that. That's not that much. You can pay someone to do it. If you need to go search for some jobs in your area, do that today. That's really not that much. And you can get support with that too. So I can feel as you say this that you're kind of seeing that, like you're painting yourself in your own corner. Your mind is, you aren't, but your mind is just painting you in this corner, and it's 99% believable in the moment. But there's also part of you that sees that this isn't, or you wouldn't be writing it and saying it this way. Maybe it's not 99%. Maybe 50% of you really believes this, but then another 50% of you knows that this is not the way it is. Keep leaning there. Like it's really not. It cannot possibly be too late for you. What would that even mean? You do not have too much to do. You just have to do what there is to do today. That's it. And you know, again, I think it, just really practically speaking, get some help. Get someone who can see this outside of the corner that you're in, who isn't you. Because I think it's really simple. Like, I'm not saying it's easy and I'm not saying it's fun. My husband's in this situation. He's looking for work right now after having not worked for a lot of years, and he hates it. He hates everything about it. But it's like, we do a resume and we hire somebody to do a resume if you have that ability. And if not, you do it yourself. It's really not that big a deal. And then you write some cover letters and you look for some jobs and you send them out and then you prepare for some interviews. And when the mind is like, oh my God, it's so much, even what I just listed, of course, that your mind might just shut this off and go say, I can't handle all that. But we're conceptualizing, we're abstracting it right now to talk about it. It's not that. It's none of those things, actually. It's really none of those things. It's just doing what's here right now and feeling what comes up along with it. And there's no question you can do that. It's just the mind's over in the corner freaking out saying you can't, but that's, it's just not true. And in fact, this is your portal. Like everything is your portal. But man, imagine if you could just take a step toward a job and feel the crap you have to feel. You want this awakening and enlightenment. Like that's the way. Don't go read some other book that's like giving you this in theory. Go straight into what life is serving up for you and feel it all the way through. And I'm sorry, I feel like I'm being very direct, maybe because I'm sick, maybe because I just love this question so much. I don't mean to, everything that you're sharing, I have felt, almost everyone I've talked with has felt or thought. So it's such a relatable question, honestly. There's so much in this that is just exactly what all minds do. This is not personal to you at all, which can be really helpful too. But I love your honesty and kind of just spilling it out like this, your vulnerability in doing that, because it's like, it's just so relatable. This is exactly the kind of stuff that our mind does. So I hope my directness is okay. Okay. So she says, I thought that if I did all that I have done and I be and embrace all of this energy, my path will just come naturally to me. That I wouldn't have these feelings so strongly and I should be able to ignore them because I know what they really are. So to that, I don't know where that came from, but I mean, I probably have a good idea where it came from. Like to me, and I'm just going to say this again really directly, that's all the magical superstitious thinking that spirituality tends to have baked in. I don't think any of that is true. But so just notice how your mind is innocently like been probably given this image of, oh, here's what you do. You embrace the energy and then your path becomes clear. And then you'll just know what thoughts are and you'll ignore it. Like there's so much nuance in that. I mean, that's a pretty specific image of how you think it was going to go. And that's all just a superstitious belief. None of that is how it was ever supposed to go. None of it. So that alone, I think, can be super helpful. See if you can just, again, go back to being dumb. This is where maybe your seeking is kind of, again, kind of painting you in a corner because you're gathering ideas, which happens. Our mind hears these things and then paints them into like specific ideas of how things are supposed to go or how they will go. And now we're just imprisoned by a bunch of stupid spiritual ideas that probably weren't even really what was said. It's just how our mind takes it and tries to make it into something. So I don't think any of what you shared there is the way it goes. It's not that you say, I wouldn't have these feelings so strongly. I don't know. In my experience, it's the complete opposite. I feel things way more strongly. I should be able to ignore thoughts and feelings because I know what they really are. I don't know. That's not my experience. Probably more the opposite. So again, just doesn't matter, but just stay really dumb. She says, the answers I'm searching for will just be known and seen because I will be at a different level of consciousness to be aware of what is meant for me. Yeah, I don't think so. Again, you look at your experience. Your experience is showing you that's not the case. And your mind will take that and say, oh, it's because I'm doing it wrong or I haven't searched enough. No, that's just a superstitious, magical kind of fantasy about how it goes. So that's good news. That's great news. All of these magical, superstitious fantasies about how this goes are just that. It's great news. That means you are not in the wrong place. You are not doing it wrong. Like, I mean, that's amazing. She says, but I'm feeling so lost and angry and frustrated and like a total failure. I just can't seem to take consistent action and the pressure of it all, making sure I can pay rent and buy food, being who I want to be, being a partner, dealing with life admin. I just don't know what to do anymore. I so feel you in that. And again, I know we feel like that, but this is an amazing place to be. You are lost because you are getting back to zero in your own words. Zero is not these ideas of a path opening up and this was supposed to happen and that was supposed to happen. And if I believe I'm good enough, then I'll be free of all suffering. That's not zero and that's not how this goes. And from what I've seen and experienced, You feeling lost right now is excellent. That's you getting back to zero. You are lost because all these ideas aren't true. So that's great. We get to wipe that slate clean and you get to come back to, I don't know. I don't know. All I know, and you see what you know, but it's like, if what you know is that you aren't what your mind tells you you are, you aren't who you've taken yourself to be, great. Just stay right there. Keep seeing that more. You don't need to fill in the blanks with anything. We just want to keep getting back to zero, like you said. So this feeling of being lost and these feelings, as you say, of angry and frustrated and like a total failure, feel those. That is excellent. Feel that. What's it feel like? And when I say feel it, I don't mean you are a failure and you know, it's not about the content of it, but feel what it feels like to feel like a self who's frustrated and angry and like a failure. That's what's here being served up for you to fully feel into and inquire into that and just see what that's like, rather than this way that we tend to kind of jump in our head and try to run around to avoid it. You know, the action thing, again, I just want you to see, like, I know I said this, but even like the pressure, I know it feels like pressure, but what is pressure? Feel into that. What is this pressure? I don't even want to tell you what it is. I don't know what it is myself, but I don't know. See what's there. There's some stories. Too late for you. Too much to do. There's some energy. There's some sensations. Maybe there's a certain feeling in the body that makes you feel like you can't get up and do something. I don't know. But look at what pressure is. Don't just take that as a thing that has some power over you. What even is it? What even is pressure? And I bet you'll find that whatever it is, if you can even find what it is, you won't be able to really, because it isn't a thing. It isn't anything. So as a non-thing, it sure can't stop you from taking action to find a job. It really can't. Nothing can. You can do that. You can do it. And you can do it when the feeling of pressure is there, and you can do it when the feeling of pressure isn't there. So the last little bit, she says, must I just carry on hoping one day I'll wake up and be enlightened? Or is this it? This is my reality, having moments of clarity and the rest is a seemingly endless struggle. So no, please don't carry on hoping that one day you'll wake up and be enlightened. And I'm laughing with you, not at you, because again, everything is like just incredibly human, what you're sharing, so relatable. And yes, this is it, but not the this is it that your mind has concocted. When you say this is my reality, having moments of clarity and the rest is a seemingly endless struggle. No, that's not your reality. That's a thought. That feels like your reality when that thought is being believed, but that is not who you are. It is not your reality. And it's for sure not your future, because there is no future. We don't even know what that means. That's a thought. And that will be an experience. It'll be a fleeting experience when it's here. And where you get to look is to be curious about what's here when that fleeting experience comes and goes, or what's always here beyond that fleeting experience, or something along those lines. This is it. That part I agree with you, but not the this that your mind created. Be dumb, really dumb. We get so tangled up in these spiritual concepts and our mind turns them into this massive prison. That's all that's going on here, really, is I think you're just really tangled up in a lot of imagery and ideas and all of that. And I just want you to strip that away. You don't even have to strip it away. That's saying way too much. Just see that that is imaginary land and come right back here to what's being seen and smelled and touched and felt and thought. And in the thinking, you're not jumping, you're not swimming into the content. Oh my God, I am a failure. You're examining it. Like, oh, there's the mind calling me a failure. There's the identity globbing onto this idea that it's too late for me. You're watching all of this in a sense, maybe, or just fully immersing in what is here, because there's nothing to bypass. There's nothing to transcend. There's nothing you're going to learn that's going to prevent all of this at all. It's just going to keep pointing you back to to facing it, really, to being curious and dumb about what is actually here right now and seeing that you can fully immerse in it, no hiding necessary. That's when all this seeking stops. And that's when you find yourself just doing the things that make sense to do in life without so much pressure. Join me for a brand new 6-week course called Exploring the Me and My Life Perspective. We'll examine how me and my life is a point of view we're conditioned into, a point of view that posits there is a me separate from life, having a life. There are many fascinating aspects of this perspective that we'll explore, such as evidence for a separate me, choice and doership, other people, and fully immersing in the senses as a way to explore this point of view. We'll explore in a small group with video lessons, group calls, and a private forum. Go to dramyjohnson.com/meandmylife to see all the details. And as a bonus, I'm giving away a private 1-hour coaching session to the first few people who register. I hope to see you there. Would you like to be part of a supportive, loving community of like-minded people exploring the big questions in life? Would you like a place you can turn for personal support on anything you're struggling with at any time and get support from several certified change coaches? For the first time ever, my incredible Little School of Big Change community is now open to anyone, even if you haven't been through the 6-week Little School of Big Change course. It's a place to see how things like anxiety, doubt, habits, and insecurities are actually incredible gifts. They're here to wake you up. To join us in this community, please go to dramyjohnson.com/thecommunity.